Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Hello, family, and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall, on this day that the Lord has made. Amen. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you. I thank you for your Son. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, that we live, move, and have our being in you, that we're never separated. We are in relationship with you, and you created us to be in relationship with you. I thank you that in this day, we can grow into a deeper understanding of what that means, living and having our being in you. I thank you for your faithfulness, because everything that you create is good. You called it good. You called us good when you made us. And clearly you were able to see beyond what we could see. So I thank you that in this world that we find ourselves in, though we see things that are out of place, we see things that are broken, I thank you that your spirit gives us the ability to see through these things, to understand them, and to be able to walk through them and to make a difference in the midst of them. You said that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. I thank you for greater awareness of this truth that will make us free. Thank you for this perfect love that casts out all fear, that we don't have to be afraid of the things that we see in this world, because you are with us, and we trust in you and we rest in you, and we know that anything that confronts us, that because you have made us to be more than conquerors, that we are able to victoriously walk in them and be at peace and be at rest. I thank you. Thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the one who reveals the truth. And we give thanks on this day. And it's in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen and amen. So here we are, 2023. We are in February now, and we're just moving right along. But as I said in a previous broadcast, there is only now. We make calendars for ourselves purely for the purpose of accomplishing what we need to accomplish, and giving us, I guess, some boundaries to work within. But clearly, in reality, there are really no boundaries, that time is limitless, that we are eternal beings. Our physical bodies may not be eternal, but because we are spiritual beings, we are eternal beings. Amen. So today is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. Amen. So today I am going to be talking about law and performance. Law and performance. And that's a place that, well, in the beginning of our journey, after recognizing that Christ has called us to himself and that we are saved, and we now are accepting the fact that this salvation has been made for us already, has been accomplished for us. It's by grace that we've been saved. It has nothing to do with works. Nobody can take credit for it. We were received into him, and it's not the other way around. Glory to God. Amen. Otherwise, we may never open up the gift of salvation if it was just left up to us. But praise God, he always comes to exactly where we are, and he meets us exactly where we are, and he knows us so well. And I am grateful, because I would have never seen the things that I see and have the faith and the belief and the trust that I have now if it was not for his precious Holy Spirit revealing things to me, revealing them to me at the perfect time, that my eyes might be open and my ears being ready to hear, and my heart open to receive this truth. So I find myself freer day by day. as I continue to walk with this awareness that I'm okay because I'm in him, that I'm connected to him. And I just have to remind myself every day so that I don't be anxious or overwhelmed or worried, especially about all the things that we see in this world today. If you are not walking in the awareness of where your life is, that you will feel that you're lost, that you're in a place where it has control over you. And as long as we remember that we are kingdom dwellers, and despite what is being done around us and even to us, that we can remain in a place of freedom. Freedom. Sometimes, depending on what the struggle is, it may take us a little while longer to get to that place of freedom in the situation. But I find that the more I practice this freedom that I have in Christ, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And the more I practice his presence in my life, the better at it I get. Like anything else that you learn to do, the more you do it, the better you become at doing it. Okay, amen. So law and performance. I'm not going to actually read any scriptures today, but I'm going to refer to some scriptures, and you can always go to the Bible and look them up, or go online, go onto an online Bible and look them up and read the chapters. Amen. Law and performance. So the one thing that we don't focus on a lot, but it tells us in the scriptures that Jesus came and he fulfilled the law. He is the fulfillment of the law. And the scripture also tells us that the law was made to expose sin, because we are never going to be able to keep the law. We never have. You can go all the way back in time. You can study historically Christianity or any religion, actually, and you can see that we, as a person and as individuals trying to obey a law, because you have to, if you get into obeying law, you've got to obey it perfectly. You can't adjust it, because the law is no longer the original law if you have to adjust it in order to perform it. And that's where the performance comes in, which is why we're so into performance, because really what we're doing is we are allowing the law to dictate to us where we are, which causes us to perform. We've got to perform in terms of our behavior, our outer appearance, our contributions, how we contribute to the church that we attend, and how we volunteer and provide our services. All of these things are things that we perform because we're trying to fulfill law that we cannot fulfill. Only Jesus Christ was able to fulfill the law. He could perfectly fulfill it. He could also perfectly perform it. So when we try to live by the law, we are going to fail. We're going to fail. There is no man here that perfectly fulfills the law. So you can't fulfill some of it or perform some of it and leave other parts out. That's not how that works. So if the main purpose of the law is to expose our sin, expose our weakness, the only reason for this exposure is so that we can recognize that we cannot control this. We have to depend on God for something that we will never be able to do. And that's where trust comes in. In the scripture, it also tells us that he who began the good work in us is faithful to complete it. So God began this work in us. We didn't even begin the work. He began the work, and he is going to perfectly fulfill it. So it's Christ in me, my hope of glory. Because when we get into trying to fulfill the law through our performance is really becomes fake. Because we really can't do it. And so we so easily end up in a fake lifestyle. And if we're not careful, if we stay in it too long, this fake lifestyle, this righteousness that we've created for ourselves becomes so real that that is how we see ourselves. We see ourselves through our performance. But in order to become free, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So in order to become free, we have to abide, stay connected to the vine, which is Christ Jesus. That is where we draw and receive the life. Law is all about good and evil. And we were forbidden to even take part in consuming that kind of thinking and consciousness, always looking at things through this lens of this is good, this is evil. We fail at that. And as you can clearly see, by the things that we see going on in the world today, that we don't often know what is good and what is evil. And sometimes the very things that we call good are evil. It is the wisdom of God that is required in situations. I like this statement that Paul makes in the scriptures where he says he comes to that place where he's been trying to perform the law because he came from a foundation. He grew up under the law. And it takes a while to actually recognize that the law is not for us, other than the fact that it exposes where we are, keeps us humble, because we know that we can't do this, that only if we are abiding in the vine are we able to live the life that God created for us. So anyway, back to Paul. Paul says it is, he gets to this place where he's struggling, and we should all recognize that this journey is always ongoing. So you're going to go through struggles. You're going to move through levels of revelation and understanding and wisdom. And that's how it's supposed to be. You're going to always be challenged. This world is going to challenge you through what it believes, and people are going to challenge you. The relationships that you encounter will challenge you. And that's the world that the world system that we're in. We're in it, but we're not of it. So anyway, this is what Paul says. He comes to this place through all his struggles, and he gets into a resting place, and he says, "It is no longer I that live, but Christ in me." He's recognizing this connection that he has. Just by staying connected and allowing Christ to have its way, this is how we are to live our lives. Not trying to get things right and figure it out, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil. But staying connected, knowing that you are in him and he is in you. That the work that God has begun in you, he is going to complete it. And you'll find that as you let go of the anxiousness and the worries and the distractions, that you find this love of God flowing through you. This perfect love that will cast out all your fears. A lot of things we do, a lot of sins that we commit, is because we're fearful and we don't know who we are. We're acting outside of our identity. And we make bad decisions where we're acting outside of our identity. But even in our failures, we can grow and become more Christ-like. Everything in the hands of God becomes good. We just have to turn it over to him. And just rest in that. Praise God. I'm going to stop right there. And I'm going to close with a prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this oneness that exists in our real lives, in our true lives, that we are one with you. You are one with us. You are one with each other, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Moves as this beautiful circle of life. I thank you that the listener will hear something that will just cause them to breathe deeply and more easily in this world, that they will find rest unto their souls, that they will allow this perfect love to just flow into their lives and casting out all their fears, that they learn how to live in the present moment, recognizing that that's all there is the moment that you're in right now, the eternal now. Bless them, Lord. Give them peace. Give them joy. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. Amen. So thank you for joining me for another episode of Declaring the Finished Work. Glory to God. Amen. And let's see, tomorrow, which is Thursday. Which Thursday is it? My broadcast is on Thursday. Friday. Okay, so this is, which Friday is this? This is the second Friday. Okay. So what do we have on the second Friday here? Let me look at this schedule. And okay, Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose. Glory to God. At 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So God bless you. Walk in the Spirit. Just walk in that awareness. You don't have to do anything special. Just know that you live, move, and have your being in Him. Glory to God. God bless. Love you.